"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
What we already did today was talk to Alex Villanueva and Nathan Hochman. Villanueva, the former L.A. County sheriff, Nathan Hochman running against George Gascon, and both of them spoke to us about the big scandal in Gascon's office, the assistant district attorney, Diana Turan, facing 11 felony charges for taking private confidential information on Villanueva's deputies and using it against them. Violating all kinds of laws, and you should listen to that in the first and second hours here. Now, we just played you a piece from Channel 5, and this is an infuriating story. And we're going to talk now to Jennifer Algrim. She's the co-founder of a cleaning business based in Glendora. And she has a fleet of pink Volkswagen Bugs. It's the Pink Sponge Cleaning Service, and these bugs, I guess, go around and service customers. And two girls and a boy, teenagers, really did a number, $25,000 worth of damage at least, damaging all these cars. One of the girls jumping up on a car and twerking, and 18 cars were ruined. They carved gang signs into it. There's a GoFundMe page. And you go to GoFundMe.com, and the keyword is local small business becomes victim to random vandalization. We have all the information on our social media. Let's talk to Jennifer Algrim now, the co-founder of Pink Sponge. Jennifer, how are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Doing all right. Thank you for chatting with me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I saw the video of what happened. Go through the timeline, when it happened and when you discovered it and what you saw.
So I was notified Saturday morning that something pretty major had happened to our fleet and that I needed to get there as soon as possible. So I rushed over, and the first thing I found was a windshield wiper that had been thrown over the side of the structure. I came up and drove around and saw the entire fleet, and it was just, there were car doors wide open with products all over the ground, glass everywhere from windows shattered, our taillights and headlights. I mean, it was just, I was shattered. I parked my car and just cried. So that was kind of the gist of the beginning. Yeah, so law enforcement, Glendora PD arrived, and we were able to watch the security footage to find out what happened. So, yeah, it just kind of went from there.
What was your reaction when you saw it was a teenage boy and two teenage girls, including video of a girl throwing some large object into a window?
Yeah, she actually threw the headlight from one of the other cars at the window, and that's what shattered it. So I think it was kind of, it was shocking. I was, I think, just more surprised than anything else that it would be what it was. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're in Glendora. Is there much of this kind of thing going on normally?
I mean, we've had small vandalization, but nothing to this level. We've built the entire company from the ground up. So, you know, small things we get, but this has just completely devastated the company. So,
yeah. How long have you been involved in the company? You're one of the co-founders. I mean, how long did it take to build this business up to this point? Because it looked like you had a lot of those Volkswagen Bugs. I mean, I guess 18 at least, right? 18 got damaged.
Yeah.
So you must have quite a thriving business for these years.
Yeah, I think the proper business term for us is a super tiny micro small business. So we're at about 20 employees. We've been in operation for about 4 years now, but we've worked incredibly hard. It is 24/7, and we've purchased painted decals, filled each one of those cars with products all on our own.
And, so, and what kind of cleaning service do you offer people?
We do residential cleaning, so normal, like every 2 week, every 4 week cleaning. Then we do offices, so we do commercial spaces. We're hired for one-time cleaning, so we'll help with move-in, move-out situations, post-construction. We actually also are connected with the local school district, so we help with their janitorial work as well.
And this is a lot of work for you and everybody else on your staff. And to watch three people try to destroy it in a matter of minutes, teenagers no less, is just infuriating.
Yeah.
Do you know what time this happened? Like what hour of the night was this?
It was around 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
It lasted for a few hours.
They went on for a few hours destroying all those cars?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's unbelievable. A teenage boy and two teenage girls, 3 in the morning, hours, just destroying somebody else's business. Wow. Did they? I know they caught the boy. Did they catch the girls?
As of right now, we were notified that all three had been apprehended.
And what are they being charged with? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know anything beyond that. I know because they are juveniles. It's a fairly sensitive situation. So,
why did the insurance company deny your claim? This seems to be obvious that they should cover this.
I'm not 100% sure. We had called in same day and asked, and they just told us it was not going to be discovered, or it was not going to be covered.
Not going to be covered at all? And very quickly they made the decision.
Yep, very quickly. We were just pretty much left hanging dry.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, we're telling everybody to go to your GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com.
Thank you. Yeah, we are absolutely the community response has been incredible, and it's made us all very emotional. We've had mechanics reach out. We've had surveillance companies reach out. The support of our community is honestly what's really helping us.
This is so wrong what happened. So go to our social media sites at John Cobelt Radio, and we've posted a link to GoFundMe.com, and the keyword is local small business becomes victim to random vandalization. You'll see all the information when you click the link. So at John Cobelt Radio to get on all our social media sites. And I our audience is usually very generous, especially in cases like this, where you have a group of people working very hard for a long time to build a business, and it's undone by these three punks. It's absolutely infuriating, and I wonder what else they've done too. Can you imagine that they spent all that time just cruelly destroying what you built? I'm I'm amazed how well you're keeping your composure.
Honestly, at this point, we all just really hope that they can take this as a chance to be better, to rise above and to change their future. I mean, they still have a life ahead of them, so it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to continue on this path.
All right, Jennifer Algrim, thank you for coming on with us, and let's keep in touch, because you're going to come back. You'll come back all the way, because I think there's a lot of people who want to help you.
Thank you guys so much. Honestly, this is incredible. I very much appreciate you giving us the chance to talk about our story. Thank you.
Jennifer Algrim, and again, go to GoFundMe.com. The keyword is local small business becomes victim to random vandalization. You can go to any of our social media sites at Joan Cobalt Radio. You'll see the link. And if you could be generous and give Jennifer and her staff some money, because they do a lot of hard work. And if you could seek out the video of these three criminals. But what's going to happen to them? They're 15 years old. Gang members. Two girls. Twerking. We come back. We're going to... You ever twerked?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I
was laughing twerked? Because I was picturing you twerking.
I think when I was really little, I did. Yeah.
Yeah?
My brother and I. Yeah, we would pose for movie cameras.
And twerk?
Well, you didn't know it was twerking then.
I was going to say that wasn't a thing back
then.
No,
I remember. No, there's some video of me when I was very small with my brother, and we would bend over. We thought we were being funny, showing our rear ends. bend over and we wiggle at the camera. And,
okay, that, yeah.
It was called gyrating back then.
Yeah. Gyrating, yes, yeah. Yes. That was our physical comedy my brother and I used to do together.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, let's do it, all right? Fridays means that you get a turn to say what you want on the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86 for next week. Let's go with round one.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Karen Bath, you're interested in us all taking Metro line. Well, I'd love to go ahead and follow your example. I'll take the Metro line if you will just commit to riding the Metro line once a week, every week, and I'll be right there with you.
So I'm on the Metro Rail platform waiting for a train, and there is someone smoking a cigarette, something that is not allowed. Meanwhile, an ambassador is right there on the platform about 20 feet away and does absolutely nothing.
It is real simple. If you want crime, illegals, pain-free to everybody else, then you vote Democrat. If you want to stop crime, get things in order, have respect and courtesies for everybody, you vote Republican.
One request to all your politicians. Do not allow people without any visas, no illegals. They're the one who is causing all the problems. Secondly, why are we paying everything free for them? We pay taxes.
I got an idea for Karen Bass. Take all the taxes that the homeless people pay and use that money for their housing. What? Wait a minute. Wait, what? They don't pay taxes? That's against the law. They should be arrested. Oh, well. Welcome to L.A.
Hey, Mayor Bass, since your home was just broken into, you need to rebrand one of your signature policies to Inside Unsafe.
I guess that Mayor Bass's inside safe worked out pretty well. The guy who got caught going into her house, he said that he was in the inside safe program.
Rumor has it that Trump farts and s*** in his diapers in the court, and it stinks. And the jurors and the judge and even the attorneys are all disgusted. You think this old who can't control his bowels is fit to run the country?
It's
think
true.
Again.
So a company
that
is
really
building
happened.
A 186-mile-an-hour train from Los Angeles to Vegas. It's going to be done in less than 4 years and cost $12 billion, which doesn't even pay for the salaries of these morons who are building the other high-speed rail in California.
So a woman died after being stabbed in the neck on a Metro train, and they complain that there's no security on the Metro train. That's not true. There's insecurity.
Hello, Deborah. This is Bill from Tourism Australia. We heard about your recent travel history, and we strongly advise that you stay away from Australia.
Just stop. There's not going to be a train from L.A. to Vegas. If there was, it should have happened 30 years ago. And I'm not going to pay $400 to $500 when I can pay $130 of gas to drive myself there. Just get over it. It's a mirage. It's never going to happen. happen.
So according to Karen Bass, Metro is safe, yet a lady gets stabbed in the jugular and dies. Yeah, that's really safe. Karen Bass should be ashamed of herself.
Metro ambassadors should carry tasers.
I'm planning on making vacation plans for later this year. Can you keep us up on where Deborah's going to be going so I can make sure not to go there so I don't run into any hazards or any crises or whatever?
I saw where Mayor Bass's home was broken into by a crazy person previously convicted of multiple crimes. Welcome to the party. Welcome. Now you know how the rest of us Angelinos live.
If the accelerator gets stuck on your truck or car and you don't have the presence of mind to push the brake down or put it in neutral, you shouldn't be driving.
Cybertrucks are stupid. They look stupid. Anyone driving a Cybertruck looks stupid because they're in a Cybertruck.
Deborah Mark, I am totally disappointed in you. Move over for the motorcycle. It isn't going to kill you, and you could be saving somebody's life. Do you really want to be the car who gets their mirror clipped and the person goes flying and dies on the freeway? I don't think so. So do the nice thing. Be kind and compassionate, will you, lady? Love you. Do the right thing.
I called the Moist Line a while back, and I told you, in the big cities, with all this going on, they're trying to bring down the property values. And look what happened in San Francisco, like you were just talking about. I guarantee you, it's happening in all the big cities where all the is happening.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Right.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
There are people changing their travel plans.
I don't blame them.
Because of you. There are nations begging you not to visit them.
And Australia is on my bucket list.
Uh-oh.
They're going to deny your visa.
And can I just say something about the motorcycle?
Yes, I knew. You weren't going to let that go.
Of course not. I don't sit there and it's not that I want them to hit me. I don't, and I don't want them to be hurt, but the lane splitting drives me insane, and I don't feel the need that I have to go and move my car way over so that they have all this room. Why can't they be sitting in traffic behind me?
And wait. Just be patient.
Exactly. Right. That's what gets on my nerves. But to the lady who called, I do try to be kind as much as I can. Just, you know, certain things tick me off. John has rubbed off on me. In a very bad way.
That sound you made. All right, can we come back? Yeah, you are getting a little.
It's coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there. When we come back, we got lots of hacks to throw in the dumpster. Another round of the Moist Line, and since there's so many people worked up over LA Metro, guess what? Metro's board of directors and that board of director. Chairperson is Karen Bass. They have declared a public safety emergency. Now, how many times has she told us that Metro is safe and everybody should be taking Metro? That should be our first choice to get around. And you just wait till the Olympics. The whole world is going to be taking the Metro. Well, they changed their minds and declared a public safety emergency. Well, I'll tell you about that. Coming up in the next half hour.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for John Cobalt to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Yes, we have a number of hacks in a dumpster because I am fed up. I'm 100% fed up to here with all these idiot protesters. Most of them don't know what the hell they're protesting about. They're as ignorant as any group I've ever seen in my life. You cannot have an intelligent conversation with any of them. They just shout and scream and stamp their feet and chant in rhymes and bang their stupid drums. And I don't know why anybody's taking them seriously, including the media and especially the administrators. And I cannot believe that USC would cancel their graduation because of these clowns. Here's some examples, and then they're all going to go in the dumpster. We got the Ukrainians at the ready. Here we go. These are random samples. Here's two students at NYU who don't know why they're protesting. Listen to this.
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know what NYU is doing. I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU is doing about Israel? Why are we protesting here?
I don't know why they're protesting. I wish we were more educated. I don't know what NYU is doing. Take those two girls and toss them. Everybody, grab the girls.
Do you want to protect these undergraduates?
For Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know
Open the
NYU
dumpster.
Is doing. I really don't
Threw
know.
The girls
Each
in.
Do you know
Please,
what NYU is doing?
Stop talking. Stop talking. Did Deborah spit on me? Here's another guy arguing with Chip Yost on UCLA's campus. Listen to this.
Do you want to protect these undergraduates' First Amendment rights? Do you respect these undergraduates' First Amendment right to protest? We are asking you for the safety of these undergraduates because these undergraduates can face expulsion for protesting, for exercising their First Amendment rights because they are not protected. So we are asking you to only film people with their expressed consent. We have plenty of people. I realize that you can try if you care about people. Do you care? Do you want to protect these undergraduates' First Amendment rights?
He wanted Chip Yost and the cameraman not to...
Do you respect these undergraduates' First Amendment right to protest?
The faces of the protesters who are out in public protesting. Pick him up
can face expulsion
and take him, throw him away. Shut him up, too.
Because they're not protected. So we are asking you to only film people.
Mister the first time. All right, now here's a compilation of student protesters, morons from all over the country.
Down, down with occupation!
Up with Remember, some of these protesters are getting paid $3,000 to $4,000 to protest from George Soros-connected nonprofits. Yeah, keep banging your drum. All right, open up. All of them in. All of them. Yes, little babies. Yes, little children. In there. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Where did they come from? Throw them in. All of them. Oh. I'm exhausted. What an excruciating group of people. Human headaches. Human hemorrhoids, all of them.
I think the dumpster just broke.
I don't think we've ever thrown that many bodies.
That was a lot of people.
That could have been thousands of bodies we threw in there. All right, so that is hacking a dumpster for today. Now, I got a minute here. I got to mention this, since we had so many calls pissed off at that fake, phony, fraud Karen Bass, who has been cheerleading for the Metro line. Every day she tells us how safe it is and how they're going to make it safe, and you could feel confident going there, and it should be your first choice for transportation, and the Olympics are going to come, and we're all going to be taking trains. Well, after a woman got viciously stabbed to death in the throat and she bled out in front of people, and we've also had a number of violent attacks on bus drivers, the Metro Board of Directors, led by the chairwoman, Karen Bass, declared a state of public safety emergency. Public safety emergency yesterday. And claiming that there's been a sudden, unexpected increased severity of assaults on the operators. What do you mean sudden, unexpected? Yes, you should expect them, because nobody in government, including George Gascon, puts these crazy people in prison or in a mental institution and leaves them there. So until you put them in prison or the mental institution, you're going to keep having these assaults. Assaults on bus operators went from 92 in 2019 to 160 in 2023, and they go up this year. Why? A lot of them are homeless people. The homeless people are addicted to drugs. We don't force them into treatment. We don't arrest them for their bad behavior. A lot of them are mental patients. We don't force them into mental treatment. They don't get arrested for their bad behavior. And now they're assaulting bus drivers and killing passengers. And all you get is Karen Bass's sick, silly, phony, happy, smiley face telling us how safe everything is. It's a load of garbage. Catherine Barger, one of the supervisors, was one of the few who said something honest, saying that she doesn't feel safe riding the Metro by herself. Well, nobody should. You shouldn't feel safe riding by yourself, even if you're riding in a group. You shouldn't feel safe. Because what's the group going to do? Now you're going to have to gang up to try to beat up the homeless guy who has the big knife? Barger has a motion calling for the agency now to secure station gates and entrances and exits. And analyze data on violent crimes, including those by reoffenders. What do you mean analyze data? You have to arrest them and throw them in prison. That's what you do. Including the homeless, including the mentally ill. Lock them up in one place or another and keep them there. And have armed police at the turnstiles, at the entrances and exits. Armed police. Let the police stand there holding their gun. Let them fire off a few warning shots from time to time. And the board of directors wants increased security cameras. We have plenty of security cameras. We just get to see the horrible stabbing after it happened. Of course, Lindsay Horvath, who's this communist supervisor in my district on the West Side, she's critical of the policing contracts with LAPD and Long Beach and the Sheriff's Department, saying that they haven't been forthcoming about how they improved their approach to deploying officers. Yeah, Lindsay Horvath, it's the cops' fault, isn't it? It's always the cops' fault. You're just like Gascon. You're just like that felonious assistant, Diana Turan. Holly Mitchell, she's a piece of work. She says we have to keep the broader context in mind and not commit to knee-jerk reactions. You know what? We need some knee-jerk reactions. What you need is armed police, and you need every one of these homeless, mental patient, wacko drug addicts to be tossed in prison or a mental institution and locked in for a very long time. It's not knee-jerk. We've been putting this up with this for 10 years now, all right? You had your way. You failed. You made life miserable for everybody. State of emergency.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
And we got the final round of the Moist line. Next week, it's 877-MOIST-86 if you want to be on. A week from today, let's go round two.
Hey, it's John. Thank Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I was going to call and completely forgot what I was going to complain about.
What these protesters standing against Israel don't realize, God is watching and listening. God keeps a record. They don't even consider their eternity. And if they're standing with Hamas, I heard a woman scream, "I am Hamas." They're just ridiculous, and they don't even understand that they are setting their eternity by aligning with evil.
These protesters, what happens if they protest in their country? They can't. Don't understand. People are backwards. They're protesting for a country that they left. Unbelievable.
The stupid protests are making me crazy. You gotta know it's the government funded. The Biden administration. Distraction. 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 Wake up, John.
Yeah, I heard Karen Bass say how the metro system is safe. Well, I really would like to see her say that the family of the lady that was killed.
How is the man that broke into Karen Bass's house still in jail and going to be probably convicted and maybe put away for 13 years when everybody else that breaks into people's houses are released and back out on the street? How does she get so lucky, huh? Has she got special privileges? I bet she does. That's really sad. She should be in the same boat we are.
John, you don't have to buy an old car. Just go to Arizona or Nevada and buy your new car.
You're such a magoo. You're complaining about that loaner car where it stops at the stop signs and starts up. That's called start-stop. And 99% of cars that have that, there's an override button on the console. All you got to do is push it every time you start the car.
Yeah, every
time. And you
don't
have that issue.
Good every Lord. Time.
You're not ready for this stuff, are you?
No.
It's funny how you're always talking about government when you never held a government position of your own. You know what, dude? You got to quit that shit.
Why don't we take all of these students who are protesting for Hamas and let them go to Gaza and fight with them? If that's who they want to defend, they should go there. Let
imagine?
Them join Hamas.
USC can only be as tough and aggressive as George Gascon is.
Why does it seem like Biden's not even campaigning? Does he already know something we don't?
What we need here in the state of California is we need a massive number of prisons built. I'm talking massive. $5 to $10 billion spent on nothing but prisons.
As a proud graduate of USC, I am so ashamed of the administration. Instead of doing what needs to be done and getting tough with these protesters that are coming onto the property, causing trouble, they decide to cancel the graduation. Perfect. Gavin Newsom would be proud.
Isn't it pretty weird that there would be a Palestine process at USC during the Passover?
You must remember that USC admitted O.J. Simpson. I'll say no more.
I've never been someone who's terribly motivated by money, but there has never been a time in my life when I have been more jealous of people who have donated all this money to these universities that are having all these protests. I would love to just rip it right out from underneath them. This is ridiculous.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You're funding Hamas groups. Maybe you ought to have all your wealth confiscated. That's the Moist Line for now, but next week we'll have more. 877-MOIST-86. Conway.
Alex Michelson's coming on for all you Alex Michelson fans out there. He'll be on shortly, so,
I can hear the roar.
Stay tight. Stay tight. He'll be with us. And then we got this kid on, this very funny kid, Seabass, coming on from the Woody Show, who did some great animation for us. He'll be on at 5 o'clock. That'll be a cool deal. And I got an idea for Steve Garvey's commercial. You show Nancy Pelosi's husband getting his ass kicked, the mayor of San Jose getting his ass kicked, them robbing Schiff's, bag out of his car, Mayor Bass getting robbed at home once and then twice. And
yeah.
That's California for you,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, that's your criminal justice reform there.
Look, the top officials in the state are getting attacked.
Yeah.
The very top officials.
And it doesn't change them.
How are we supposed to feel like we're safe? The people that should be protected because they're better than us.
They're better than us.
They're on top of us. They get you arrested faster than you get them arrested.
That's true.
That's how I always judge people. Who can get who arrested quickly, quicker. Like Adam Schiff could make my life miserable, but I don't think I could make his life miserable.
No, you're probably right. Yeah.
He's better than me.
All right, Conway, and he's got
Ding Dong.
Crozier in the
Croge!
News.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.